Hello guys, welcome to another webcast. Today we have André Silva and João Matoso. So guys, the stage is yours, so please.
Hello guys, I'm André Silva. I'm just going to start to present our PowerPoint slides. Okay. And then we can start. Okay, let me know when you see the slides. Okay, I guess everyone is seeing the slides now, so let's start. So the purpose of this webcast is to talk a little bit about how storage quota and management works in SharePoint Online. In the past, there have been a few issues with this. Fortunately, recently there have been some changes and the issues are less frequent, but still, I think it's important to know what we can do to understand the storage that is allocated to a tenant and how we can use that information if some new issues arise in the future. Okay, so our agenda is basically I will introduce a little bit of the history of what was before and what changed and how it works right now. Some troubleshooting scenarios that are applicable to current situations. Some of them might not work if you're seeing this after a week or two or a month, but I believe that some of the basics will be valid even if in the future, so they should be useful even if things change. And I also want to give a bit of a plan for the future and how you can stay informed and try to get ahead of issues that might arise. Okay, so the first thing is the history of how it worked. Right until recently, each tenant had 10 gigabytes and 500 megabytes per user. This has been like this for a while. It changed recently. One thing that changed, and it's not really documented, is that there is an additional 8 gigabytes of storage allocated for core sites. This was done, and it's not documented, because of the needs of the video portal and all those media functionalities that were added to Office 365, and the product group felt like they needed to add this additional storage to the core sites. Previously, everything was done manually, so each site had its own quota individually allocated, and this was true for both normal site collections that you had and the OneDrive sites itself. This caused a few issues, especially when the users were adding quota to individual OneDrives, and that was not really easily displayed. So the customers could get to a situation where they were running out of storage for their whole tenant, and they didn't know where the storage went. And it usually we could see that maybe one OneDrive was using 500 gigabytes of storage that should be available for the tenant. Another thing is that when you set, for example, if a site collection had 10 gigabytes of storage, that storage was automatically taken out of the global quota, even if it wasn't being used. So if you wanted to allocate more to another site, it wouldn't let you. So there were no unified groups, which is one of the topics that we will focus more on this presentation, because it's something that has been introduced, and it changes a bit how the storage works, and it's still being worked on. So this wasn't a factor previously, and at the time of we started thinking to deliver this webcast, there were a lot of storage issues. It was one of the mo most common problems that we were seeing. Okay, so how the current storage model works is that recently every tenant has 1 terabyte of storage base and 500 megabytes per user that still maintains. This can be seen in the roadmap, which is one of the things that I will present as well for the plan for the future. This is a great resource if you want to keep up to date to changes that are done throughout Office 365, not just SharePoint related. But this is one of the announcements that was done. And there is the automatic storage management, which basically was introduced, and it lets you SharePoint automatically manage storage for each site collection without you individually having to set limitations. So it knows what storage is available for the tenant, and it just uses storage from that, and you don't have to set individually which site collection will have X amount of storage. This is a link. I will make sure the link is available for you guys. This is a link of the blog post which announces this, and it has a lot more information on how this works. Another thing that was introduced was the unified groups. There are a few issues that is caused because these groups will consume from the shared storage quota. This is something that the broker group is currently trying to change and trying to get a better way for us to manage and for consumers to manage how storage is allocated for groups. And there are some PowerShell commands that you can use to set the limit on how much storage a group can use. This is also a link for an article that will be shared as well. Okay, so now we will delve into three specific troubleshooting scenarios. The first one is more of an information gathering scenario, and it's a bit more for internal consumption. So it's tools that we have internally to help our customers and to understand what information we can gather to help them and to understand what storage they should have. This is a scenario where the global storage that we see should be different than, or it's a value that it's not expected from our customers. So the customer goes to the SharePoint admin storage and he sees more or less storage than he should. And the last troubleshooting scenario is when you are out of storage space on your SharePoint admin center and you don't really know where that storage went and what we can do to find the missing storage and what we can take upon it. Okay, the last scenario that we have is where you are running out of storage space. So this is a typical scenario where the customer sees that they don't have any storage left, but they don't know where it's being used. So the first thing you want to do is go to the SharePoint admin center and check the space that is being used by site collections. And there you should, on all site collections, you should maybe find one that has a strange value or more than the customer expects. And what you can do then is going to that site collection and check the recycle bins. I think this is one of the more overlooked. And if you delete something, it goes to the recycle bin, and there is a second stage recycle bin, and most probably you are not counting that storage as being used, and it's there. And the other thing that you need to check is the file versions. You can go to the SharePoint site settings and go to the storage management page. And if you have versioning enabled on some libraries, it can happen that the versions amount, if you have 500 versions of the same document, it can amount to a lot of storage being used, and it's not something that you can easily check. The other thing you want to check, and this is what we've seen happen most recently, is the unified groups. Like we discussed previously, the unified groups are using the global SharePoint pool storage, and there is not really a good display at the moment as to how much storage each group is using, and it's not very clear that the groups are using that storage. So what you want to do is check if the customer has any groups, and if that's true, check the group storage. This is also not easy, but what you can do is basically just append to the end of the URL this. So you need to replace the tenant with the customer's tenant or your tenant. The group site collections will usually have this type of URL, so it will be /sites/ and the group name. And after this, you want to append the layout 15 storeman, which will be the storage management page, but On any other side question, this would work, but not on groups, because groups have a redirect function that basically just redirects you to a more customer-friendly or user-friendly front page for the group. So what you can do is append the no redirect equals true to the end of the URL, which will let you go to the storage management page of that group. And in there, you can check how much storage is being used, if maybe you have, again, documents with versions, and it could help you there. The same concept is applied to the recycle bins. So you have one recycle bin that is accessible on the groups, but it's still not very easy to check. So you have here the two URLs that you can use to check the recycle bins of the group. The first one is basically the same idea as the one of the group storage. The second one is a bit more tricky because it is the second stage recycle bin, and it already has the query string there. So you have the view equals to on the query string. And so because of this, you need to append an equals and an e sign no redirect equals true so you can access the second stage recycle bin. So basically, that's it for the troubleshooting scenarios. Again, this is something that has evolved a lot recently. So the issues that we were seeing maybe 1 month ago are now not happening anymore. And with the automatic storage, with the increase of base storage that the tenant has, and that will change as well. We have seen some announcements that we are planning to add even more storage. This is not something that has been happening a lot, but I hope that with these tools, if it happens, if you have a case where storage is an issue, maybe you can use this information to troubleshoot or at least to gather some initial details and try to go from there. So how you can stay informed for the future is basically just keep yourself informed of the software boundaries and limits. You have in this article how much storage is added, the calculations that you can do, and this is a normal article. What you can do as well is keep checking the Office 365 roadmap. In there, you can see what are the modifications that are in development by our product group. You can filter the results like I've done here. You can see which new changes are being rolled out. You can see here that unlimited storage for OneDrive for Business is being rolled out. You can get more information on what this is, usually links to a blog post that we post about this change, and you can see which changes have launched. So if you're seeing something that you are not familiar with or you thought it was a different way, chances are that if you come here, you will see an explanation on what changed on that feature. And this is not SharePoint specific. This is for the whole Office 365 environment. So with this, we conclude this presentation. It was a bit shorter than planned. Again, it's something that I hope it's useful for you. And if you have any questions, now would be the good time to ask them. It seems like we don't have any questions, so I hope you enjoyed. I hope it was simple to understand. If you have any questions, if you have any doubts about this, just reach out to us. We will be more than glad to help. And I hope this is useful. Thank you very much for coming.